Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.
Hello, everyone. I am Jimbo Paris. Welcome again to the Jimbo Paris Show. And today we have a special guest called Daniel Krasnell, if I'm pronouncing his name correct. Hopefully I am. I apologize if I'm not. And Mr. Krasnell is an entrepreneur. He has been in mortgage for probably about 22 years. He is founder of Godspeed, and he's also the owner of the Godwalk app. And essentially, it's an app that allows a lot of you Christian followers to essentially talk or better speak and connect with God. So overall, seems like a very interesting entrepreneur. Let's see what he has to say.
Hello, Jimbo. How you doing?
Great. It's a pleasure to meet you. I love your setup.
Thank you. Thank you. I am definitely excited to be a part of this. This has been, I was watching some clips of your show. I really like what you're doing. So
thank you.
Yeah, this is going to be a great conversation.
So again, this show is about you. Let's begin. So what is it that you specifically do?
Yeah, well, I've always been an entrepreneur my whole life. Even when I was 13 years old, I started my own business. I was cutting grass and I had Dan the Man's Lawn Service, and it was pretty exciting. Bought my first car when I was 16 with all the cash I made, and I've always been an entrepreneur. And throughout my journey, it flipped, and it wasn't about making money. It was about actually being fulfilled. I'd like to kind of tell you and your listeners kind of that story on how that kind of came to fruition. I think it's pretty powerful.
Okay, yeah. Please go on. I'd love to hear that story.
Yeah. So like I said, I've always been building business. I was in the real estate business, and I was actually a mortgage banker and broker for 22 years. And back in 2006 and seven, I was an owner of a mortgage company. We were running and gunning, making more money than you could ever imagine. And I had the houses and the cars and everything. And then 2008, our real estate market flipped upside down in Nevada and really, you know, nationwide. And what happened was the ability for us to make money, it just changed overnight. And I wasn't in a situation to be able to catch that change. So things got really bad, really fast. I went from being a millionaire, calling the shots, being the business owner, having, you know, more motorcycles and cars that I could drive at once, you know, to not having anything. She left. She took the kids. I mean, it was horrible. And I turned to drinking, and I had to call my dad up and ask him for a place to stay, because I couldn't afford to even support myself anymore, let alone my family. And it was rough. I remember my dad saying, "Son, I thought you were rich." And I was like, "I was last month." He was like, "What do you mean last month?" I'm like, "Dad, we were making six figure a month, you know, on clockwork. And then all of a sudden it stopped. And I don't own everything that I have. You know, I have things, I have responsibilities, I have bills, I have leases, I have buildings, I have all this stuff that, you know, are under contract. And if there's no more money coming in, like, I can't float everything for very long. And that's why I need some help." So he helped me. Yeah, it was rough. He said, "Son, you can stay on the couch." And I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "You can't stay in my spare bedroom because that's my office. That's where I make money." So for 2 years, Jimbo, I literally lived on my dad's couch, and I turned to drinking, like heavily drinking. Like every single morning I would wake up and I would start drinking, and then I would end drinking, passing out at night. Like that was my day for 2 years. You know, I wasn't spending a lot of time with my kids. It was rough. And I wasn't, you know, really in a position to make any money. I just wanted to keep drinking and not feel the pain of, you know, this real estate shift. And I wasn't willing to do anything about it. I was just sitting there, you know, just pouring alcohol on it, literally. I'm sure you probably heard this story before or something like it.
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds like a very difficult, difficult situation. How did you overcome this?
It was God. He spoke into my mind. I was literally one morning rolled out of my couch bed in the living room, and I'm kind of stretching, and I'm like, okay, it's been about 6 hours since I, you know, had a drink because I was sleeping. So I wouldn't call myself sober, but I wasn't drinking yet, right? And I walked out in the backyard, and then God spoke to me, and he said, "Son, you're done drinking." And I'm like, okay, who was that? Where did that come from? like this voice, this booming voice. And I kind of like stopped like dead in my tracks. And I'm like, okay, what was that? And then God says it again. He says, son, you're done drinking. It's over. And I look up in the sky and then like I had this like booming voice like talking to me. And it was so authoritative. But at the same time, I had so much peace and calm that I hadn't had for many years, like years. Like even when I was making money, I wasn't calm. You know, I was like always running for the next thing. And then when I wasn't making money and I was drinking, like I was definitely like a wreck. And for the first time in many years, like I felt really good. I thought, okay, I'm going to listen to this voice. Like, what is this voice? So I'm like having a conversation back and forth with God. I'm like, God, let's talk about this. He's like, there's nothing to talk about. There's no negotiation. You're done drinking. And that was the start to my life completely unfolding into the most beautiful life, a life way past the dreams that I could ever have. And it's been amazing ever since. There was a lot of things that happened though, as a result of me not drinking. That was back in 2010 when I was struck sober by God and God's voice. It's literally like what happened. And I haven't wanted to drink or use drugs or do anything since that moment. It was actually July 7th of 2010. It's been one of the most amazing dates of my life because that was the date that like I got clear and I had a connection that started very, very closely with God. It's been amazing ever since.
Okay, how do you sort of connect men to God?
So I'm not drinking and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out and I'm going to like fix my life, right? So how am I going to make some money? So I started working in a network marketing business. I did really well. I built a huge team. Network marketing was good to me. I was making some pretty good money, but it wasn't the kind of money that I was used to making in the real estate industry. So I went back to the real estate business and into the mortgage industry, and I started killing it again. And the thing was, since I wasn't drinking, my values were higher. My actual worth was so much stronger. So the actual quality of service that I was offering to the clients I was working with was much higher. Like I went from no mortgage business anymore to where I skyrocketed to a point to where the mortgage company that I was working with at the time, the president and owner of the company, he sat me down. He's like, you know, Daniel, you're one of the owners now. Like I'm giving you a stake in the company. I'm going to share some company revenue with you in return for you to stay. So I became one of the owners of this mortgage company. It was in 8 states. It's a pretty large mortgage company. And I got my own branch and I'm like running and gunning and doing my thing. You know, I'm doing it sober. I'm doing it connected to God. Here's what happened. And this was like the turning point. And this is where the God walk and the ultimate connection for me with God kind of started, and how like the listeners and the viewers can really, you know, lock in on this. It was the 7th day of the month. And this is where it happened for me, Jimbo. I literally in my office look up into the sky or into the ceiling and trying to look through the ceiling into the sky, trying to talk to God. And I'm like, God, why do I feel this way? Why do I feel like shit? Like, what's wrong with me? This is not good. Like, I have more money. I have more health. Everyone's in my life. Everyone's happy. Like, what's wrong with me? Why do I feel empty? He starts speaking to me again. He said, you're done doing mortgages. And I'm like, okay. The last time I heard this voice, you said I was done drinking. And I listened. And my life got exponentially better. Now you're saying I'm done doing mortgages. And God, I don't know if you know, saw my books, but like I got a lot of expenses again. I've got like 5 times more expenses than I did last time. And it wasn't that the mortgage business was having a turn. It was just like, I was having a turn this time, right? Like I'm done. And I'm like, God, I'm making all this money. I'm really good at it, by the way. Like, look at all the commissions I just made. And there's plenty more month left and a huge pipeline. He's like, you're done doing mortgages. So at this point, this is where the God walk and the connection started, was in my office one early morning. I started walking back and forth, pacing in my office. It was a big building that I had. The whole branch was mine. And I'm like, God, why am I getting out of the mortgage business? Like I finally like made it, like I'm making money and it's like on like clockwork. I'm not even really working that hard now. Like, this is amazing. Like, why am I out of the mortgage business? He's like, you're much more than just a mortgage guy. You're not just going to help one family at a time anymore move into their home. You're going to help thousands and millions of people. And I'm like, okay, great. And so we're going back and forth. And I'm like, God, you remember, like I have a lot of expenses. He's like, I will take care of you. Don't worry about your expenses. Like, you're not doing mortgages anymore. Then some of my teammates kind of filed in, you know, to their desks for that day. And like the connection was lost. And like, we stopped talking. I didn't want someone in my office to wonder who I was talking to. So I stopped. This was new to me at that point, Jimbo. So there was no more conversation. And I kind of went along my day, and, you know, 3 or 4 days went by, and it was just like me just doing the normal thing. But what was different was, for those next 3 or 4 days, I wasn't able to sell mortgages. Like, it wasn't working. I was like doing the same thing that I always do. I was saying the same stuff I always said, like on clockwork. And like, people were saying no to me. And I'm like, what is going on? You don't say no. This is weird. I'm like, whatever. I'll just like power through it. Right. And I was really kind of sitting in a spot of concern.
So one thing I noticed with you is that you tend to have a very, very powerful faith, because to make drastic changes like this, to just completely get off of alcohol, completely quit mortgages when you're already reaching a high point of wealth, how do you have so much faith?
Yeah.
And what's your view on non-believers who lack this faith? Do you have pity on them?
No, I don't have pity on them. I feel for them. It's courage. We can replace the word faith with courage. Faith is good and faith works the same way, but I call it courage. And the reason I call it courage is because there's a lot of people that like try to fit their belief of God into like a box, or this is the way you need to look at God, which I don't know very much about that, right? I don't go to church anymore. Like, I don't know what you're supposed to do or what you're not supposed to do to go to God. And those, for instances, right? What I do know though is that I developed courage as God would speak to me, and as I would listen to him and things would change in my life, I would get results that were undisputably God. First off, I couldn't stop drinking regardless of what I tried. I didn't tell you guys that part of the story, but I tried for years to stop drinking. I couldn't stop drinking. One morning, God said, "You're done." And I haven't wanted to drink since. Like, how does that happen? That's like the evidence that I kept stacking, Jimbo, was that like, God is here working with me and through me because I can feel it. Like, I can see the results. So that was like the courage part. So I told you 3 or 4 days kind of went by and like, I wasn't able to sell. That was actually evidence too. It's like, he told me I was done and then I couldn't sell. And I'm thinking, okay, wait a minute. He's usually right. Not usually. He's always right. And he told me I'm done. And now I haven't sold a mortgage since. Like, I don't think he's going to let me sell another mortgage. Right. And that's what's going on in my mind. And I'm in the chiropractor's office 3 or 4 days after this conversation, right? After that 7th of the month. And I'm there waiting in the waiting room to get an adjustment on my back. God like enters into my mind again. He says, "Delete your database." And I'm like, okay, what? Delete your database. I told you 3 days ago, you're done doing mortgages. I paused. I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Deleting my database. This is 22 years of my blood, sweat, and tears. What do you mean I'm deleting my database? Because delete your database. You're done doing mortgages. I'm like, okay. And my tech was very high level at this point of my career. I literally had a database on my phone and I literally hit delete. Then I went to the trash can, I hit delete, my database is gone forever. Sitting in the waiting room of the chiropractor's office. Luckily, they called me back like immediately after this was done because I needed like a change, right? Like, stressing out completely. Like, okay, I'm done doing mortgages, I can't sell, now I don't have a database. Okay, now I really got to follow what God is telling me to do. He's always taking care of me. I go back into my office, I shut the door, and this is where the God walk started. I started asking God, "God, what am I supposed to do? Like, you got to tell me. I'm listening to you. I have the courage. I'm faithful. Like, what am I supposed to do now?" And he's like, "Walk with me tomorrow morning and I'll tell you." Like, okay. So this is where the God walk starts. So I started walking every single morning with God, and I started asking God strategic questions, and he started speaking into my head and into my heart. And as he started doing this, I noticed something, Jimbo. It was like amazing how much information I was getting. Like, I was being strategic and I was asking God like exact questions. He was giving me exact answers and they were coming so fast. I literally, like, I had to get out my cell phone and I had to get like a note, and I started recording like a voice to text on my phone, started recording, like, because it was like these thoughts coming into my head. And I'm like, all right, I got to get these thoughts out. And I'm like walking. So I can't like write it, and I can't type as fast, even on my phone with my thumbs. Like, I can't go as fast as like these downloads are coming. So I like hit record, and I just started speaking, and like the words that were inspired for me to speak, the answers. Like, I would ask him, okay, what am I supposed to do with this business? And he would give me like a whole paragraph at once. Like, I would just like, it would come into my mind, all these thoughts and ideas. And I would like throw them out, you know, from my voice into the voice note, into my phone. And then literally I would have like this huge note, like paragraphs of like golden information from God. Then I would go back to my mortgage office, because that was the only office I had at the time. And I wasn't closing mortgages. I was literally like deciphering, like, okay, what actions am I going to take, and what order am I going to take them from God? Like, how am I going to do this? And that's literally how the God walk kind of came to fruition. It's been incredible.
Now, you mentioned communicating with God quite a bit. How do you communicate with God? Because this sort of reminds me quite a bit of how the prophets would communicate with God as well.
So I truly believe everyone has the ability to communicate with God if they actually come to God in the right frame and in the right method. If they go the right way, he will answer. So this is how I communicate with God. Like, let's first start with that. Like, why do you want directions from God? And this is the truth behind it. God knows everything. Us as humans down here on earth, we only know so much. We only know what our experiences have taught us. Like, that's our interpretation of what we know. But God knows everything. This is how I come to God. And this is like so important. And everyone that's listening can start this right away. You got to set an intention for your God walk. And what I mean by that is you've got to say out loud, God, my intention for this God walk is for me to get clarity on this or on this or on this. Like, you've got to set an intention. Because when you set an intention, you have a goal, you have something that you're looking for to actually happen in your life in this God walk. So when you set an intention, God understands that you mean business and he wants to help you. He's there for everybody. The second part when you're walking with God is you must have gratitude. If you're not in gratitude, what's going to happen is you're going to be in fear. You're either in one or the other. You're in fear or you're in gratitude. There's not very much else that your body or your mind can be in. And I know that you can't be in both at the same time. So if you come to God in fear, the communication is not going to be as good. God, what do I do to pay my bills? Like, that's fear, right? But if you're like, God, what am I supposed to do to better my financial purpose? Like, that's a completely different question. He's going to give you a completely different answer. So as you're in gratitude, your second step of your God walk, you're actually opening the door for God to be able to give you coaching and direct revelation on exactly what you need. Third step is you got to lay it on the table. You got to lay on the table where you are at in your life with God. And this is how I do it specifically in the God Walk app. And this was all trial and error. This is me like walking every single morning going, okay, how does this fit? How does this work? And it worked for me so well that this is how I teach this. And this is how the God Walk actually, you know, works for everybody that uses it, is that we lay on the table, God, this is where I'm at with my financial purpose today. I'm speaking the truth, because when I speak the truth, God knows that I'm being honest with myself. If I'm able to look directly in the mirror, look into my own eyes, into my soul, and know what's really going on in my life, God can communicate with me on a level of truth. He can give me all the downloads. But if I'm there going, yeah, God, you know, we made 50 grand last week, but we made 27. You know, the advice is going to be a little different. So that's why we lay it down. And I lay it down how I call it with three areas of life: financial purpose, my body and health, and my relationships. When I hit those three key target areas of life, everything else is abundance. When my body is healthy, when I'm healthy with my spouse and me and my wife are happy together, which we always are, and when my financial purpose is lined up, like I have money, I have body, I have my wife, I have my kids, everything is perfect in my life. There's nothing else. There's no other areas of life. And obviously, as I'm walking with God, my ultimate connection and my purpose in life is all there too. So that's how you walk with God, and that's how the God Walk app actually works.
So you mentioned your app quite a bit as well. Can you talk more about that? Who made the app?
Yeah, so I created the app. What happened one day was me and my wife, we were going on a God Walk, and we were in Denver, Colorado, in the Colorado Rockies stadium, baseball stadium. We were staying in a big hotel right by it. We go down the elevator. I get out my phone. I start my deal. But like today was like a different one. Like today was like, okay, I'm going to create a God Walk that is duplicatable. That's how it was created. It literally was my voice and me and my wife holding hands. I'm literally holding her with my left hand. We're walking around the stadium of the Colorado Rockies baseball stadium. And I've got my phone, speak to text, right in my right hand. I'm setting these questions. I'm answering the questions, and then I'm asking God questions, and then God is answering the questions, and I'm speaking the coaching that is given me right into my phone. And that's how the God app came to fruition. I hired an app team. They built it. They put it on the App Store on both your Android and your Apple phones. So everyone that is wanting answers in life, all they have to do is they got to go to their phone. And they got to download the God Walk app. They literally type in the God Walk app in their App Store, and then they have ultimate connection to God, like right away. Like these men can literally walk and wake up tomorrow morning and start walking with God, literally just hitting the God Walk app and clicking God Walk and then answering the questions as they're walking and they're in a flow state and they're just having a communication directly with God. And then God's going to give them the answers. Those men that walk with God, their lives change exponentially. Like it happens every single time. There's not like, oh, what worked for me? It works for every single man that connects with God right away. It's amazing.
I think I and the viewers can all tell that you're full of a lot of gratitude. But I'm also curious, have you ever regretted anything? And how did you overcome those regrets?
I don't regret anything. I literally have no regrets. Everything that happened in my life was there for a reason. Even me losing everything in 2008, going from being a millionaire to living on my dad's couch and then building it back up and then turning it off and then shifting gears and listening to God and having courage. That was all divine purpose. That was all God directing me, especially at the end of this whole story when I was directly connected to God. Like he was showing me exactly what my next steps were, and I've taken them. So I have no regrets, none at all. I am so, so thankful. Like God gives me the ability to actually line up with what he created me to be. Like I believe that God made me to be a man on this earth to connect more men to God. Like that's why I'm here.
When finding your own purpose, what was the hardest decision you have personally made?
It was making the adjustments that God told me to make. Some of the adjustments that God told me to make was I had to make changes in certain areas of my life. There was courage involved to make those adjustments. Like to close down not one, but 2 7-figure businesses at once was a huge step. There was fear there. And where I fixed the fear or where I handled or tackled the fear was, as I walked with God, I got closer with God. I'm like, God, like you seen my books, like you see the revenue, you see like how much money I've made in my coaching business, how much money I've made in my mortgage business. Like, you want me to just shut this down? He's like, yes, you need to follow me. If you follow me, son, your life will be better than it's ever been. And that was the courage piece that got me to be able to make those big challenging moves. And I'm so grateful that I made those. My life is better now than it's ever been, ever. I'm 43 years old. I feel like I've lived already a full life with how much abundance is in my life. Like literally I wake up, there's nothing that like needs to be better. I just want to just like be in my life. Yes, I always want to expand. I always want to grow, but like everything is exactly on target. It's exactly where it's supposed to be. I'm living a fulfilled life. That's what I wanted that first day when I looked up to God. I'm like, God, why do I feel this way? I have all this money and why do I feel this way? It's because of that. I wanted to be fulfilled.
This has been an excellent interview, and I definitely realize here that you are a very, very interesting man. Now, to close this off, do you have any tips you would like to showcase for being successful? And we'll also show your website a bit if you have anything you want to help people to reach out to.
Yeah, so this is the last part of the message that I want to leave. It's not about checking out my website. It's not about checking out my social media pages. It's not about, you know, checking me out on all the articles and stuff they write me up on. Like, that's not what this is about. What this is about is the men that are looking for answers to be completely fulfilled in life. They have to download the Godwalk app. Like, I just don't want a following. Like, I don't care about a following. What I care about is impact. I know that I'm not the coach. I'm not the guru. Who I am is the man that's going to change men's lives by connecting them to God. And this is how they can connect with God, like right away, instantly. They literally can pull out their cell phone, go to the app store, type in the Godwalk app, and they can download the Godwalk app. And those men can start walking with God right away. The Godwalk app isn't free. Okay. It's expensive. Here's the thing that you have to realize. This is God's phone number, his direct access. Like, for you to be able to be a man and actually get every single answer that you want in your body, in your business, and in your relationships, you've got to be able to commit and make an actual determination that you're going to walk with God. That's why you have to spend the money to actually be able to walk directly with God. So download the Godwalk app. You guys will find out how much it is on the app store. It's right on your phone. That right there is how everybody is going to get what they're looking for when they actually start walking with God and they have that direct connection with God.
Do you have an Instagram, social media, any blogs?
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. We're on all the channels. So at Godspeed with Daniel, and godspeedwithdaniel.com is also our website. And again, you can hang out with us. You can follow us. You can watch all of our cool stuff that we do there. But what I really want is I want the men that want answers to download the Godwalk app so they can get connected with God. Because like I said, I'm not the coach and I'm not the guru. I'm just the man that's connecting individuals strategically to God so they can better their lives.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Krizno. It really has been a privilege. And I'm just going to finish off this show here with a few shout outs. The first shout out is going to be right below, LifeWork Systems. This is our collaborative partner. She is essentially an HR superstar. She goes into big corporate businesses, improves the employee relationship infrastructure, leading to a better overall business. She works with medium to large size businesses. And if you're interested in building any connections with her and asking her for any help, reach out to me. I could give you the lead in. Next thing is going to be our YouTube channel. If you look up there, subscribe now. We're already at about 102 subscribers, so continue ringing that bell. And you can get updates on exclusive great shows like this one right now. Next thing, if you look down below again, that's our Roku channel. This will be on Roku TV as well as all of our other shows. Get a Roku box, not just for this, but for the whole Roku experience. And you can watch live, updated frequently Roku TV channels for the Jimbo Paris show there. Now, the final thing is our service-based business, Jimbo Paris Services. We essentially provide marketing and service-based advice. And I create content for a lot of these large corporate businesses, such as General Electric. So if you'd like to work with me and maybe help improve your marketing strategies to cater to a specific audience, reach out to me there as well. All right. Well, thank you for watching. I'm Jimbo Paris, and this is the Jimbo Paris Show.
Thanks, Jimbo.
Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.